proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue our series on Messianic prophecy in the Pentateuch as we turn our attention to the manna that God provided the Israelites during their wilderness wanderings. While the Israelites traveled through the wilderness, they complained about their hunger. This was recorded in the 16th chapter of Exodus. The evening that they complained, God provided them quail to eat. On the very next morning, the Israelites beheld something described as, quote, a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground, unquote. The Jews named it manna, a Hebrew phrase meaning, what is it? The author of Psalm 78 associated manna with, quote, the corn of heaven, unquote, and with, quote, angels' food, unquote. The 11th chapter of Numbers indicated that the Israelites made cakes from it, and the manna tasted like fresh oil. Nonetheless, the Jewish people complained about manna, describing it as, quote, light bread, unquote. For every day that the Israelites spent in the wilderness, God provided manna on a regular basis. Whenever they gathered it, according to Exodus 16, quote, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating, unquote. God provided a double portion of manna on the sixth day of the week, and none of it on the seventh, or Sabbath day. He continued to feed the Israelites with manna until they ate the first fruits from Canaan. God revealed that he fed the Israelites with manna for a specific purpose, namely that, quote, he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man eat. Manna thus served as one means by which God tested the Israelites with regard to their degree of dependence upon him. Note that Jesus Christ cited this verse from Deuteronomy in Matthew 4 when the devil tempted him to break his fast by making bread out of stones. John chapter 6 contained an interchange whereby a group of Jews asked Jesus Christ for a sign whereby he could authenticate his ministry. When they did so, they alluded to the manna that God provided the Israelites in the wilderness, implying that it was Moses that had performed that miracle for them. The Lord rejoined, quote, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven, unquote. He then told them, quote, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst, unquote. The manna which God sent the Israelites came from heaven. Jesus Christ likewise descended from heaven. The manna God gave the Israelites sustained physical life. Jesus Christ functions as the source of spiritual life. God sent the Israelites only a single day's ration of manna at a time, except on the sixth day of the week. They had to come back on a regular basis for a fresh supply of manna to get them through the day. Contrast that with Jesus Christ, who declared that those who trusted in him would never experience spiritual famine or drought. The Savior underscored that point, moreover, when he exclaimed to those Jews in John 8, quote, your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead, unquote. The manna that God gave the Jews could not sustain physical life. By contrast, Jesus Christ sustains eternal spiritual life. All those who come to him have everlasting life and never need go to any other source. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.